from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A national mining convention in Vancouver is providing some exposure for over two dozen Northern Ontario mining supply companies this week. One of them is 360 Services Incorporated from Timmins. It's part of the Northern Ontario Mining Showcase. Officials say regional businesses have the opportunity to network, attract investments, and showcase products and services. Funding to establish the Northern Pavilion was provided by the City of Timiskaming Shores. Ontario Provincial Police are hoping a three-dimensional image will help them identify a child whose remains were discovered nearly 2 years ago. They've also released a new video as they continue to investigate the remains being found in the Grand River in Dunnville, about an hour south of Hamilton, on May 17, 2022. It's determined that she was between the ages of 10 and a half months and 3 years when she died. There's a $50,000 reward provided by the province for information leading to the identity of the child. The chief of Ukraine's military admits Russian forces have made advances in the northeast after launching an offensive on Friday. The goal is to capture Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, and eventually move into the capital of Kyiv. Military analysts say the Russian push is designed to exploit Ukraine's ammunition shortages before Western supplies can reach the front lines. Well, with the impending decommissioning of the ballpark at the Hollinger, our Timmins history feature is about ballparks. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says even though baseball itself was in its infancy in the early 20th century, it caught on quickly in Timmins. The museum has photos of competitions in 1911 between Timmins, Cobalt, and North Bay. There's also a photo of a ball diamond on Cedar Street at 2nd Avenue.
That whole area was a field, so they cleared it off. It wasn't very formal at all. You could still see some stumps in the outfield, but that became a main baseball diamond for the teams in the community.
The photos also show players wearing moccasins, not cleats. We'll have more about the Hollinger next week. Get daily and weekly newscasts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.